would you say if I said that I could bring him back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might wanna stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Hello and welcome to St. John Forward Radio. This is St. John Forward on the radio. That's me on local FM in St. John. If you're listening to this live, you already know that because you tuned into it somehow. Biggest news for me this week, this was supposed to be the day that I go back to work, but my sanity was given a brief respite again, so I won't be going back to work until next week. So for these past 3 weeks, I've been a full-time professional comedian, I suppose. I've been paid $100 in 3 weeks. Actually, no, I got some more than that. Not enough for it to be a long-term prospect, though, unfortunately. So I'll drag myself back in there next Monday, and I'm not sure if I want to burn the bridge or if I'm just going to keep my head down and keep at it until something better comes along. That's kind of what this week's all about, just figuring that out for myself. So yeah, I played some video games and watched some TV today. It's really helping come along with that. It's part of the therapeutic process. I might go and get a massage this week. I went to a lunchtime yoga class with Ken Bolton's wife as the teacher last week. That was fun. But I don't know. I'll have to do something to aid my mental angst this week, so to fully prepare myself to go back in. But comedy's been going on. Let's open my thing here. What happened this week? What happened this week? I tried to get in a guest spot at the new fancy place comedy club in St. John that shall not be named this week. I've been trying to be diplomatic because friends of mine have been all doom and gloom. Oh no, there's no St. John people on those shows, and I'm trying to calm everybody down because it hasn't been open for that long. And I reached out to somebody in Halifax to find out how long it was before the Halifax locals started getting spots there, and he didn't really answer my question, but he did reach out to the person that books for this organization in Toronto, and she sent him back an email that he copied and pasted back to me saying, anybody that wants to do it, email me, being the lady in Toronto, about doing a guest spot that week, which is like a 5-minute unpaid guest spot, like it sounds. And if that works out okay, it might lead to full spots down the road, which makes sense because that's what I had to do when I went to Halifax at their club there. I did a guest spot once, and then next time I came back, I was able to do the full weekend. So I held off on reaching out to these people because my work situation was in flux and I didn't know what my schedule was going to be. But last week I reached out. I wanted to see if I could do that guest spot on this past Thursday night's show, just to practice for another show that I did on Saturday night that I'll discuss in a few moments. And nowhere back. I asked another Halifax comedian that I know that's in good with the organization to put in a good word for me, and he tried to set it up for me, but was told that the St. John Club is not doing guest spots at the moment until they're more established, which I find it at least a little bit insulting, not personally, that they think that giving away a 5-minute guest spot to anybody that lives in St. John that isn't already kind of on their radar. I don't see that as a huge risk of the business, but that's the decision that was made. And that was that. And then I woke up the next morning and saw another comedian post and thanking the owner of the club for giving him the guest spot the night before. So that was confusing to say the least. I reached out to the owner and he said that he's not a booker and he doesn't want to be a booker, and that's fine. He said this other comedian may have must have ingratiated himself somehow to become on the radar of the Toronto people, but his hands are tied. He just got word from above to give the guy a spot, so the guy got a spot, and that's that. So that's what that is. I'm still not like doom and gloom, it's evil, everybody riot in the streets or anything, but it's been a frustrating ordeal, and I'm just going to stop asking. Maybe someday I'll be asked, but I'm not going to be too worried about it. So that was that. And then Friday I went to former St. John Forward guest Mandy Lynn Donovan was putting on a show for International Women's Day at Club Rewind on Friday night. And I went to that show, and there were some interesting decisions made on the show that... it's all part of figuring out how to put on a show. There are things that I would have improved, but especially at an all-ladies show, I had to try real hard not to mansplain everything to everybody and be like, hey, you should do this instead of that. Yeah, I just sat and enjoyed the show, and I wasn't in much of a state to be communicating with other humans, too. I was a little bit medicated for my stressful ordeal, and anybody that interacted with me that night saw a mildly mentally challenged John Forward, and I apologize for that if I said anything weird or was awkward in any way, but anyway, I had a good time. It didn't matter to me that certain things were off, because I wasn't on the show. I was just watching it, and it's fine. And probably going to get together and have a coffee with Mandy Lynn, and we'll do a post-show debrief. And then Saturday night, I went up to Fredericton to the Delta, which my history with the Delta is about a year ago. Well, it was a year ago next month in April that I did my first headline gig that I didn't put myself on, and it was a notorious disaster, which led to a blog post on my website, which led to a gigantic internet comedy beef war that still rages on to this day. So it's been 11 months since I was back to the Delta, and I was there for the Battle of the Comedians Part 3. It's not a roast battle like the TV show. The format, they had a host who is some sort of radio guy that I don't remember his name. And I didn't remember his name when I did the live video that night, and I haven't bothered to look it up since then. I apologize, Mr. Radio Guy. He did a fine job. We had a couple openers. Mark Harnett from... Well, he lives in Fredericton, but he's from Newfoundland. And we also had Dan McCarthy from St. John opening. And then the battle portion was myself, Jimmy McKinley, and Corey Hartland going head-to-head. We took turns doing 3 5-minute sets each. And then the audience declared a champion at the end of the show, and I've lost every comedy contest I've ever even looked at, so I wasn't expecting too much. I was hoping, though, and I ended up victorious overall, and everybody did good. Everybody did good across the show, but... I wanted to not care about the contest thing, but having lost so many times, I was secretly really hoping. I wasn't going to post on Facebook and crying about how I didn't win this contest, so I'm going to drop out of comedy or anything. I would have been upset for a day, and then I would have gotten over it and done another show, but... I worked really hard picking out my sets. If you're a regular listener to the show, I should note that I did not do the bit that I discussed with Mark Splood on last week's podcast, where I take off all of my clothes and lube up with baby oil for a cheap laugh. I decided not to go that way. So I was true to myself, and I was victorious anyway, and it feels a bit better that it was with my material that I'm actually happy with and not just the cheap, dumb thing that I wanted to do to secure the victory. So that was good. And so that's that. My triumphant return to the Delta. Hope to be back again soon. So that was fun. You've tuned in to St. John Forward Radio, and you're itching to know who my guest for this evening is. I can actually use the microphone that's closest to you rather than the other one that I usually use. I'm joined in the studio by H to the C veteran, Kalen Capson.
Old school veteran.
Yeah. So that's all you get to say at this point in the show. You can go back to remaining silent for a few moments because I need to celebrate getting my mojo back with my big win, which is going to, sometime November-ish, there's going to be a follow-up show with the other champions of Battle of the Comedian 1 and 2. So sometime in November, I will be battling for the ultimate championship against Mark Splood and Marty D. So looking forward to that. But for now, I'm going to ride this mojo wave with some Peeping Tom, which is a Mike Patton project, and this particular song features Razelle and Dan the Automator on St. John Forward Radio. Let's turn this on so that it works. Almost got it right.
Those haunting rhymes are keeping the time, but they'll never
coming, don't I?
Yes, he did. We're back on St. John Forward Radio. I'm here in the studio with Kalen Capson. If anybody wants to call in, 506-648-5925 is the number. If you're having such a great time listening to this live on the internet and you don't live in St. John, you can send emails and carrier pigeons to all your friends telling them that they can tune in at 107.3 FM. I don't know why I'm telling you that now. It doesn't really matter. Kalen, how are you doing?
That's bad. Not too bad. How are you making it?
Not too bad. It's been a while since you've been in the radio station.
It's been a very long time since I've been in the booth. It's a new booth now. We're in Studio B.
Yeah, this is where the office used to be, and there used to, what used to be in there where the office is now, was it just a bigger lounge?
It was just a bigger lounge area.
Yeah, I remember.
And then that's towards the end were. When I was here, that they changed that to the thing, that the front room.
They did change that to the thing.
And then this was the pre-record room, which never made sense to me because it was the bigger room, but. And then there's the booth,
yeah,
which is now the pre-record room. So it's kind of cool to see it. It actually looks a lot better in here. I'm glad to see much better equipment and all that jazz.
Yeah, not a mini disc player in sight.
Not a one.
That was, we used to, if you're not familiar with mini disc technology, you should travel back in time. And it had all the best aspects of an 8-track, a cassette tape, and a tiny CD. And, we used to play all the station IDs off those and ads, and I even bought my own mini disc player that I attempted to put music on.
I remember that.
Use as, like, a Walkman, but it was really unruly. Like, you could... I think I bought it partially to record stuff for our H to the C podcast.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. But I recorded some live...
Yeah, but
stuff.
There was no way to get the file off the mini disc and put it on a computer to do something with because there was all these piracy things. Like if I uploaded a song from my computer onto a mini disc, it like had so many like musical notes next to it, and you could only upload it back to the same computer that it came from. Like they thought the kids were going to instead of the internet, they were going to be downloading stuff onto their mini disc players and passing them around.
It's
school
so much more practical.
Yeah, and bringing them home and plugging them in. So that was kind of a bust, and it would skip like an old Discman, which is not. Which is a problem that has since been solved. iPods, I think, existed at the time. Maybe not. I don't know. Some sort of MP3 player
existed. It probably
would
have been brand new at the time.
So that was a technology talk with John and Kalen. So, we're here. We've got fancy digs. Everything's all hooked up. I can even take a phone call at the push of a button.
Oh, snap.
And we've got headphones, and the house speakers turn off automatically when you turn the mics on, so you don't need to like turn the knob down on the floor like you used to. It's pretty impressive.
Moving on up to the east side.
So how does it feel to be in the presence of somebody that has a radio show so fancy and was just named, I'm pretty sure, the funniest comedian of all time this past weekend by one crowd at one show, the Delta? It's very prestigious.
Feels pretty epic. I feel like I should have brought you a gift, maybe some myrrh or gold.
Oh, your gift is... gift enough. Mean, your presence is gift enough.
That's why I didn't. I was like, well, I mean, he's going to be hanging out with me for the night, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so you've got your own podcast going.
I do.
We've splintered off. This is like the Beatles solo project.
Yeah, after the Beatles broke up.
I've got H to the C is splintered off. Oh, we've got a phone call. Let's see if I can take it. Hello.
Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, not too bad.
Brian Godsoe's on the phone. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Thought I'd call and give you my congratulations. Heard about well.
Well, thank you. It feels good to be named greatest comedian of all time by the Battle of the Comedians 3. It's I didn't get any kind of a certificate, though. I'm a little disappointed in that.
I can make you a certificate.
Well, I'll talk to Troy about that, see if I can get that set straight.
All right. So you just came back from Boston. You did some shows down there.
Yeah, did a open mic at a place called The Hideout. It's the fact that I got in last at all felt pretty great, but the fact that I killed felt amazing.
Awesome. So. Well, congratulations to you on that.
Thank you very much.
Kaylin, do you have any questions for this person that you've never met?
What color's your hair?
Let's see. It's a dark chestnut.
Ah, well, that was my only question. That's a good answer, by the way. It's a good color. It pretty much goes with anything. It's like wearing brown shoes. You can wear those.
Yeah, I got tired of when I was watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I had my hair bleached because I wanted to be Spike, but... I'm just making this up.
You really missed the old chestnut?
Yeah, but all that really went with the hair was long black leather trench coats.
Yeah, I mean, you're either set with a black suit or a strictly white suit.
Yeah.
There's no middle ground.
Yeah, so I decided to go back to my natural color. So,
good decision. More of an angel myself. Yeah. Quiet and contemplative.
I do dye my beard red, though. My natural is the brown, though, but I wanted to have that cool ginger beard that all the kids are talking about these
days. Well, they are pretty cool.
Yeah, so...
It does make the ladies swoon.
Yeah, well, with this raging success I just had, surely a sitcom is around the corner. So I think the red beard will come in handy.
It'll definitely help. It'll help draw out your character.
Is there anybody else with brown hair and red beards on TV right now?
Not that I can think of.
No, I don't think so.
It's a woefully underserved market, and I'm hoping to
cash in on that. This is probably going to force you to... You're going to be hitting your stride.
Yeah, so there's probably lots of talent agents and bookers listening to this show right now, so this is a pretty good pitch.
And I'm a good feature for John, too, if they are...
Oh, sure.
I work cheap.
I've seen some of his work on Hard Times in the Maritimes. He makes a very effective scary hallucination. And anything else you wanted to chat about, Mr. Godso?
No, I just wanted to call and give my congratulations, say hi, and I'll see you around, John.
All right, good to hear from you, Brian Godso.
Good to hear from you too, buddy.
So, Kaylin.
John.
Pagan Place Sessions. Tell me about it.
Tell you about it.
Or should we play the song, or should we play a song first and then talk about it, or do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, why don't I pop a song on for you? It's just...
Let's hear a taste of Kaylin's podcast.
And then I can talk a little bit about what I'm doing with it and what I'm trying to do. But this is Austin Eatman, which is one of my more recent guests. Really good guy, and he's got a really good sense of music. Really easy and fun to work with. So I'll play a little something from him, and then
perfect.
we can gab
on St. John Forward Radio. You got your volume turned up?
I wrote this song like a year ago, and it started off kind of as a joke. I heard someone was like, you know, everyone always wants to say goodbye, or one last goodbye, because I had a friend who was in the hospital, so it got me thinking about that kind of stuff. And they were like, it would be nice to say, you know, goodbye, or never had the chance to say goodbye, or stuff like that. And I joked, I was like, I don't think anybody really wants to say goodbye, right? What they'd want to say again is like, hello? So I told my friend, I was like, yeah, I'm writing a song called Hello, it's kind of the reverse. I'm just like, I don't know how that's going to turn out.
Me neither.
Thank you.
these corners and out all these streets. The sounds of the people, the sights they can see. The eyes of a stranger are unknown to me. I'm stuck in a time that I want it to be. If saving yourself means saying goodbye, then I know this truth and I know it's a lie. Believing in this will be letting you go. The word that I'm dreaming is simply hello. 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 I'm glad to see you again. But such is a dream, so it cannot be real. And time is a gift that is given to steal. Watch me decide how I think we should feel. The Lord's in the attic, he can't break the seal. Edges are fitted, the edges are burnt. If this is a man, then I swear he's been cursed. My call is an echo to all the lost souls. Farewell will be hollow, too late for hellos. Hello. Once more before the end, I'm glad to see you again. And I'm so sick and tired of all your hopes and prayers. Your glass hammer is failed.
St. John's Alternative Radio, local 107.3 FM. Record back.
That was me talking into the microphone over the ID. True professional.
Did that actually come over the microphone? I didn't hear it.
Yeah, it did. Oh. Now the people are going to know that I asked you to hand the cord back.
How unprofessional.
So we're all listening to St. John Forward Radio, but that was just a taste of my guest Kaelin Capson's podcast, The Pagan Place Sessions. So tell us about it.
Well, I mean, what you heard is mostly what you get. I get a musical guest, so far a musical guest, and I had you, but that's yet to come out. I had you, John.
Yeah, that's the one a couple of weeks ago, I think I mentioned on here, where I went over to my friend's house and told a story to one person that's meant for a room full of people, and it was interesting. But have you heard any of it yet?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've listened to it.
Sound all right?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Well,
I haven't given the final cut yet, but yeah, I'll let you know.
So yeah, what's the usual format though? My episode's an anomaly so far.
I have a musical guest come on, and so far it's been a person and their guitar. So two microphones, one for the voice, one for the guitar, and they play, some of them play a full set. Everybody plays however many songs they want to play. Usually on the podcast itself, 3 to 4 of the songs make it on. Mm-hmm. I try to get them to play at least one cover just to kind of give some influences. And then we talk a little bit about their music and their interests and what they're doing in life and kind of just shoot the shit for a little while. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell, but it's a lot of fun. It's if you like to check out local musicians, so far it's mostly been local musicians. Not that I'm opposed to having anybody who's not,
Yeah, no, if anybody is a subscriber of H to the C, there's a few episodes a while ago that that came up in the H to the C feed that still exist, I believe, on the Podbean page.
Podbean, yeah, so, htothec.podbean.com.
Yeah, there's an episode with Troy Chenier and Frank
James.
Frank James is on there.
Graham Sauerteig.
Yeah, so who else have you had on?
Recently, I've had Adam Washburn. And Austin Eatman are the two I've put out so far. But I've also had sessions with Peter Butler, who will be the next one to be released. And just recorded right before coming here, actually, with Carrie Caron, who played three tunes. And we talked a little bit about his influences in music. And I have a few lined up for more sessions we recorded this month.
So can you talk to us a little bit about why you hate women and minorities and that you only have white straight men on your podcast?
Because only white straight men have... I don't even know. I'm not even going to assume any of them are straight. They're just...
I assume so, I guess.
They're just the only people that have asked me to be on it, is what it is. So anyone who is interested in being on it, you can just email me at peganplacemusic@gmail.com. And I will listen to what you've got going on, and if I think it's appropriate.
And you are a straight white man.
I always get into trouble when you're around, John.
Yeah. So, we used to do, we used to do H to the C together.
Yep.
So I still plan on, I was telling you that we put out H to the C classics every now and then, now and again on the show. I still want to release the whole, like, Pat Marks saga. I spent a while, I don't know, did I send it to you or did I send it to Ryan? But I have an edited together, like, movie length, like, one file without all the previouslys on. That I was going to get Frank to record some kind of outro because he has
that radio
something
voice.
On the I think he does kind of an intro at the beginning earlier on and a couple of times throughout, so it would tie things up at the end. But since I'm doing this, I could probably just over a series of 10, or I don't know if there's 11 parts.
You can re-serialize
over several weeks, just put it out week to week, and then at the end, just on the podcast feed, put out the monster version.
Yeah.
So yeah, you were in a few of those. We had the board meeting flashback episode, and
yep.
When John and Ryan first discovered their new inside the internet apartment, you set up a nice AI computer for us. As H to the C's produce, what was your title?
The board of directors.
Right. Kalen was the board of directors. Yeah.
That was towards the end of my
tenure.
End of my tenure.
Well, that was mostly the end of H to the C anyway.
Yeah,
Ryan had dropped off shortly after that too, and I don't know. I didn't. I kept a few going here and there. It's still the same feed that this shows up on, just because I keep forgetting to stop paying for it. But it's still going. Pagan Place Sessions got some mileage out of our monthly megabytes. we did all kinds of story heavy stuff, and we actually, Kalen and I did a bit of an investigative report on a local St. John institution.
All-you-can-eat roast beef buffet.
Well, you spoiled it now, Kalen. It should have been a surprise. Well,
you got to let me in on these things, John. You just can't expect me to read your mind. And
now that you know,
miss the joke
about. I don't even. I haven't listened to it in like 5 years, probably.
Literally, so since you put it out.
I don't know how we even set it up. It's probably all explained in the thing. But let's just hear. This is an H to the C extrasode. It is called Roast Beef Buffet. So I suppose it was spoiled.
I guess
for
we didn't really ruin it.
Who would have downloaded it or whatever? Which it's already on the website, but I'm going to play it for you tonight anyway. So let's hear that, and then we'll we'll come back. We'll be right back.
John and Kalen here with an H to the C special report.
Very special report, actually.
Yeah, this has been in the works. How long have we been talking about
this? Oh, man. Months, anyway.
At least a few months.
At least a few months.
And I don't know how it's going to turn out. There's many number of outcomes. We might say what we're actually planning on doing.
It's really a bold experiment, I think, on our part. We're going to have an experiment together.
Yeah, and we're going to observe society and hopefully bring away some important insight that will move mankind forward.
I'm pretty sure we should be able to move some bits of mankind.
Probably. And
forcefully, if not willfully.
Anyone who wants to change society as we know it knows that it all starts at the roast beef buffet.
Well, it is a roast beef buffet, an afternoon roast beef buffet.
Yeah, I was driving by, and there's in the seedier part of town, well, not that seedy, the part of town, but the businesses in that part of town are seedy. And I noticed a sign in the window that says roast beef buffet every Friday. I don't remember how much it costs.
It's like $7 or $8, I think, something along that.
Yeah, and I've never experienced any kind of a roast beef buffet, let alone one at a dive bar. Have you ever been to a roast beef buffet?
I have, but it was at a really sweet restaurant. It was like this giant hip of beef, and it was a big to-do.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to expect from this. That sounds like a reasonable thing, but I don't think that's what we're going to have.
No.
I don't know if there's just... it could be just tinfoil... what are those things called? Pans.
Yeah,
like
those whatever things. Trays.
Yeah, tinfoil trays of roast beef all out on tables and a bunch of...
Oh, that's weirdos. Probably exactly what it is. And
but
it's probably
is there
going to
be... Is there going to be...
a heat lamp, maybe, for lucky.
Is there going to be other food? Or is it just going to be just people just beef. Loading up their plates with various different kinds of roast beef or one kind?
No potatoes. Know. No squash. I imagine there will be potatoes and gravy, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. As long as I get gravy with my beef, I'll be content.
I don't know how much it costs. If it's surprisingly more than $7, how much are you willing to shell out for this?
I don't know. Well, I mean, like what?
It would be like 20 maximum, and that's on the way far edge.
Oh, no. It wouldn't be that much.
That's how much it would cost at a restaurant.
You can go to a real lunchtime buffet and get like a $12 lunchtime buffet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I wouldn't even be willing to pay that much, because if it's more than $12, we could actually just go to an actual buffet.
Yeah, I know, but...
But I guess sometimes it's...
But
know,
if
the
this
science,
place is offering this thing for that price, I think my curiosity would be enough to get to me, and I would shell out the $20.
I don't know if I'd be willing to pay $20, but we'll see how much it costs. And
yeah, so and should we decide on some criteria that we're going to rate this on before we go? Obviously, the quality of the food.
Well, yeah, the quality and the service.
Service. Well, it's a buffet. I don't know what kind of service there's going to be.
The place in general.
Yeah, like, we can talk about the atmosphere.
Yeah. The other patrons.
The clientele.
Yeah.
All right. So
it's a good opening day, though. It's I'm going to declare international. I dare say, White Trash Day.
Yeah, and this is a good start for us. So
exactly.
Off we go. We'll report back. And we're back. And
deliciously full, I might add.
Deliciously full indeed. We went down there. We were expecting aluminum foil trays of old cat meat and mice running around eating the fallen cat meat on the floor. But that's not at all what we found. What did we find, Kalen?
Deliciousness. Pretty much deliciousness in beef in gravy form.
There was more than just big buckets of beef. There was all the fixins, as they say. There were some potatoes and carrots and peas.
And it was like a hip of beef, too. They were carving up the hip of beef. It was like a real roast beef buffet, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't expect a real one.
So the quality of the food was good. What would you say about the atmosphere?
The atmosphere wasn't too bad. I was expecting dingy and...
It didn't smell.
No, it didn't smell. It smelled like roast beef. We could smell it outside cooking before we even got there.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad. I've been to another seedy place that's across the street from this place, and it smelled like a gym sock. But this place was pretty clean. It had fake hardwood floors. Very classy.
Yeah.
None of the patrons smelled that I noticed.
No, they were all pretty clean guys. They all seemed to be working class chaps, probably on their lunch hour.
And what else were we going to comment on?
The service in general was pretty good. Hey, they noticed that we weren't from, we had never been there. Did he ask
you
that
when you got there? No, I didn't. I'm not as approachable as you are, Caleb, because I'm a big celebrity. did you make a new friend?
I think so. He told us we got to come back. He was like, hey, I noticed you guys have never been here before. I was like, no, it was our first time. He's like, what do you think? I was like, oh, it's pretty good.
I noticed when we walked in there, everybody kind of looked at us funny, like we were outsiders or something.
Oh, yeah, obviously. They're all regulars.
I felt like part of the gang by the end of it, I think.
You felt welcomed into the fold.
What else were we going to comment on? It was, in fact, $10.99, which I think was a reasonable price.
Yeah, for a buffet. That's always
I got a bunch of good food and a drink of wild turkey in it. And a tip for our delightful waitress for $20. I think it was a good deal.
It wasn't too bad. And pie. Did you say pie?
Yes. Oh, I didn't say pie.
Yeah, there was also pie at the dessert. Probably. You had the option of having coffee and tea with it for free as well, but we negated on
that. We opted out. So I'm satisfied on that front. I'm still a little bit disappointed that I didn't get to have my redneck dream vacation that I was hoping for.
Well, I was definitely hoping for a bit more of a redneck road trip there, but it was not much of that at all.
Yes, so...
But maybe at night. Maybe we'll have to go not during the buffet hours.
Yeah, we'll have to...
It's like got karaoke going on.
We can make this a whole series of episodes where we're finding the ultimate redneck challenge or something.
That would be awesome.
But yeah, this is all, it's kind of like being addicted to heroin, because I had one really good white trash experience. And
looking for that immaculate.
I've been chasing for that red dragon ever since.
That's always the way, man.
Yeah. Anyway, this one was a delicious bust.
Definitely.
No offense to your mom.
Epilogue.
Just in case anybody wasn't happy with the somewhat non-happy ending of this segment, I just wanted to let you know that I did get to see an excellent white trash display shortly after the recording of this thing with Kalen. On my way out, I saw a man. He had short hair with steps. He was wearing a black t-shirt with a skull on it and a big silver chain. And he was wearing, I thought they were jogging pants at first, but upon closer inspection, they were black velour pants. And I saw this gentleman exiting from a local convenience store while simultaneously crossing the street and taking a big bite out of a big honking piece of beef jerky. So, roast beef buffet followed by velour pants eating jerky. I'm satisfied with that. So, until next time, I just want to wish everyone a happy International White Trash Day from all of us here at H to the C.
Of her name. When suddenly a man shows up the size of God, no smile or shame. She doesn't care, she gives a damn, continues to unstrip the bark. Restrains the root she uses then to cut out her eyes. The Irish eyes, the sun is born, the man begins to lie.
And here we are. That was just Crystal Fairy's new song, Drugs on the Bus. That's, according to Spotify, an alternative rock supergroup with Buzz Osborne and Dale Grover from the Melvins, Omar Rodriguez Lopez from At the Drive-In and Mars Volta, and Terry Genderbender of Le Butcherettes. So that's a good song. Before that, we heard an H to the C classic. My guest, Kaelin Capson, and I going on a roast beef buffet adventure. Does that make your mouth water and bring back memories?
It does, actually. And when I was listening to it, I remember something about it.
What?
When I was the guy who made the beef, or cooked it, and mm-hmm. the gravy, he was the one that was cutting it at the time and giving it to us.
Yeah.
And he was telling me that as he was dishing out my gravy, or pointing it out or whatever, that was like the gravy that his grandmother taught him how to make while she was still alive. And he was, you know, uh-huh. So it's a family recipe.
I wonder if the same guy is still, are you available for a roast beef buffet on Friday this week?
Not this week, but a Friday in the near future, I probably will be.
I'll probably be back to my horrible job, so I'm not sure.
Dang.
But let's make it a St. John Forward community event this Friday, whatever the date is. Where is it? March? St. Patrick's Day. That's I don't know if I'm up for that.
Is that St. Patrick's Day or is that?
Yeah, Friday is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So I don't know if they're having the roast beef buffet, but you know what? I'm gonna be there anyway. If it's by myself, I'll still enjoy some roast beef. If you want to brush with a celebrity, you can come down to the Great Canadian Pub, which was not mentioned on the podcast, which I describe as being in the seedy part of town. I should note that it is one door down from the R Bar where I do comedy shows now. I'm not sure what I was referring to with my magical white trash experience.
The afterward?
The one that I was chasing. It sounded like I had a previous one. There's been several, so
I mean,
I'm not
there,
sure.
There have been some John Ford-induced white trash moments, like going to the monster trucks.
Yeah, that's right. That might have been it. Or no, that was a bus, too. That was May and I went to the monster trucks thinking it was going to be a big white trash honky-tonk, and May wore like a tattered jean skirt and a t-shirt that had like sparkly letters that said sexy on it and really big hair and trashy makeup. And I was wearing Kiss Army pajama pants with a sleeveless t-shirt that had a donut hiding around the corner for some cops that were after it. And Jack Daniels hat, and I think I had my facial hair in some kind of an arrangement. But it turned out just to be a bunch of normal people there, dressed normal and kids.
And you were the joke.
Yeah, we were the only, well, probably not the only white trash people there, but we didn't blend in seriously. I might have been talking about when I went across the street to, it's the Max now, but the Iceberg at the time, I sang a Johnny Cash song, I think, on karaoke. I don't know if that was that big of an event for me or not.
I don't really remember. It was...
I had a thing where, which I'm probably someday going to turn into a stand-up bit, but we went and got wings on Boxing Day at the Flame on City Road in Dell. Del the St. John
Funky Homo Sapien.
Del the St. John Homo Sapien was playing, and that was a good white trash night, and there was lots of people flooding out on the dance floor, lots of interesting characters. I don't know if that was it though, so I must be over my my heroin addiction to white trash experiences, because I don't even remember which one I'm trying to replicate.
Chasing that white rabbit.
Yeah, so you're a musician yourself. When's the Kaelin Capson episode of the Pagan Place Sessions going to come out?
That's a good question. I've briefly thought about it, but then I was like, no, that's just too much of a shameless self-promotion.
Having your own thing is all about being shameless and promoting yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
I started a comedy show to give myself stage time, not to... It's had the added benefit of giving a platform to other people, and that's great too, but it's mostly about me.
It's maybe it's in the works. I don't know.
Well, Ari, yeah, I think we discussed this a while ago. I think you were thinking that your son was going to host it or something.
Yeah, yeah, that was the thought, is that if I ever do one of me, I'll get him to host it.
Yeah, so when's my episode going to come out, probably?
What month are we in now?
It is March 13th.
March 13th. So the next one I'm putting out will be Peter Butler. And then yours will be a mid-ground between his and the next one.
So, I didn't ask what order they were coming in, Kaelin.
Yeah. Dates, I don't know. Probably the end of March. Sometime around there.
All right. How can the people find it?
You can find me on... Pagan Place, just on Facebook. It'll bring it right to me.
Yeah.
Also,
Pagan, obviously.
Place.
Yeah. Place. Yeah.
Just in case
there's only one way
to
spell both of those words.
That's true.
No fancy misspellings. Every week, you'll notice that I always spell my own name wrong when I'm writing St. John Forward Radio, because I start with the St. John, so I write John, J-O-H-N,
with an H.
And then I have to erase it, because then I'm like, oh, I get to the last name, and I'm like, oh, that's me. So that was a little bit of...
You're going to get docked marks on that essay.
It's true. I forgot my... Did you bring any white out?
I always have a little tube of toxic white out.
Yeah, so we'll snort most of it, or inhale.
And we'll use a little bit.
What is it? We'll huff it, I guess.
Yeah,
just
the fumes. You don't want the actual white out to go up your nose. It'll harden and dry.
Yeah, just kind of paint the inside of a paper bag, and we'll just breathe it in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right, kids. Huff your white out.
They should be in.
Do they even have white out anymore?
I don't know.
Kids, are they all on computers now? I don't know. Does Adrian have a notebook?
He does, but... They don't encourage pens as much as they used to.
Oh, they have no faith in the children
anymore. I don't think
anymore.
They do.
Well,
that's the problem,
I guess. So we're going to have a protest.
Maybe they were just all huffing white out, and they were like, whoa, let's put a stop to this. Let's just ban pens.
Yeah.
Just use pencils, children. You don't need pens. You don't need white out.
That's true. They, as probably some people, what happened was they listened to this show and got the idea about huffing white out, and then they traveled back in time and told a bunch of kids about it, and there was a whole huffing whiteout epidemic, and then they canceled it. So that's the most simple Occam's razor explanation.
Yeah, I mean,
but
seems pretty logical.
Yeah, so we're coming up on the end of the show. The Pagan Play Sessions also, I'm sure you can Google it, it'll come up there. He also has his own site. You're on Podbean, right?
I am.
Is it just paganplace.podbean?
It is .com? The Pagan Place.
All right.
.podbean.com.
I'll put links in the show description, so that's how you can hear more of Kalen. And
you can track me down and message me through there or through Facebook or at paganplacemusic@gmail.com too.
Yeah, if you want to perform, or other comedian friends of mine listening to this, if you want to do a Pagan Place Talks, it sounds like a horrible idea, but we'll see how mine turns out. If you don't hate my episode, which will come out,
yours is an experiment. Point. It's an experimental episode.
A lot of people experiment with me. I'm people's jumping off points into various.
Well, you're pretty easy, so you're a good person to experiment with.
Yeah. So I'm not sure when or if my my new NBC sitcom is going to get picked up after my my championship this past weekend.
Well, especially after this episode, you're probably.
I would like to plug it, but so far the details are not really locked down or existent. But you can catch me this Saturday hosting No Jokes Bard at the R Bar, March 18th, 8:30 to 11:00. It's going to be me and a bunch of other people that I didn't pull up so that I could read off their names. But there's an event on Facebook. Join the No Jokes Bard group. I would say go to johnforward.com, and it's probably on there, but it's probably not. I should probably update it tomorrow.
There's a lot of probablys.
Actually, well, yeah.
It's probably there, but it's probably
check
not.
It on
probably
update check it on Wednesday.
It will probably get updated.
I'll upload this episode, and I'll put that on the front page of johnforward.com, and I'll update the lineup for the show. And then whatever the first Friday is in April, I think it might be the 6th or the 7th. Who knows? We'll be doing No Jokes Bard Deluxe at O'Leary's. I'll be, since next month will be the 1 year anniversary of my my big headlining disaster at the Delta that I talked about earlier. I'm going to do that same set, and there's nothing wrong with it, to prove once and for all that it wasn't my fault. And I've improved by 12 months in my my delivery, so I'm sure it will be a good show. And aside from that, I don't think I got anything else going on. Thank you, Kalen Capson, for joining me.
Thanks for having me on.
And we're actually, I'm going to play the instrumental theme song to kind of close us out until 10 o'clock. If you're listening live, stay tuned, and we're going to hear some more Pagan Place stuff after the break, because the host of Starstruck, the show after me, is running a little bit late, so we're going to play some more Pagan Place until that gets started. If you're listening to the podcast version, screw you. You'll have to find the Pagan Place online. So that's it. We'll be back next Monday, 9 to 10 o'clock. Oh, that's not what I want.
St. John's Alternative.